One way to see gender discrimination in action is to look at the lines in public restrooms. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Catherine Anthony, professor in the School of Architecture at the University of Illinois, explores what can be done about it.
Have you ever had to wait in line to use a public restroom? What's the longest line you've ever waited in? Where was it? Who was with you? And how long was the wait? Chances are, if you're a female, it's happened to you a lot, less so if you're a male. Especially at stadiums, theaters, concert halls, and airports, anywhere crowds gather, men zip in and out in a flash, while women are forced to wait in line. Most public restrooms have fewer fixtures for women. This discrepancy is a subtle but powerful form of gender discrimination. Due to our physiological differences, females take longer than males. Women need to disrobe, store a purse, sit down, use toilet paper, and then put our clothes back on. Women who are menstruating, pregnant, or carrying babies or toddlers take even longer. Males have it much easier. Holding it in can lead to urinary tract infections and other health problems. In many of our nation's schools, and in parts of the world where restrooms are in deplorable condition or missing altogether, millions of women and girls are in danger. Until relatively recently, most architects, contractors, engineers, building code officials, and clients were not concerned about this issue. The movement to remedy this situation is known as potty parity. The goal is equal speed of access, usually more toilets for women. We've seen progress with updated building codes and potty parity laws requiring improved fixture ratios. Even better, unisex restrooms eliminate the gender discrepancy altogether. Yet these changes only affect new and newly remodeled buildings. Most of our existing building stock remains untouched, so we've still got a long ways to go. Think about it the next time you're stuck waiting in line at the restroom or waiting for the women in your life.
That was Catherine Anthony of the University of Illinois. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.